I'm just waking up and stretching. That's what I'm up to. And Molly is... Whew. Molly's around here somewhere. She... Oh! Shh. Molly must still be sleeping. We'll let her rest for a little while longer. One of the things I like to do that helps me wake up is my clock rug stretch. Come on! Sleeper. Come on, Molly! Time to wake up! Time to rise and shine! Time to get out from under that blanket and... Molly? Where'd you go? Molly? Molly? She's gone! Nah, she's gotta be around here somewhere. Hey, maybe she slipped down under the couch cushions. Huh. Hey, Molly! Molly, you in there? Yoo-hoo! Huh. She's gotta be in here somewhere, and I'm gonna find her. All right. Hey, Molly! Molly, you in there? Come out, wherever you are! Molly! Molly anywhere. I'm starting to get worried. Maybe she's... How about what? Molly? Well, I've been looking all over for you. Where'd you go? You've been climbing, okay. But, you know, Molly, before you go off on your own, you should always be sure to tell somebody, because... Hey, wait, Molly? Hey! Molly, what do you think you're doing? Okay, enough. Miss Dolly? Miss Dolly? Molly? Molly? Okay. Now, all right. Very funny, Molly. But you know, you did scare me by just disappearing like that. And hey! Hey! Come back here!
Ah, la 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 la. La la la. La 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 la.
Meow!
La la.
Lunetta? Is that you?
I was chasing Molly.
Oh, dear! You're all outside of your breath. What's going on?
Molly! Oh, you almost had an accident!
Oh, steady, Babhead! You gonna be okay?
Oh, sure, just a close call.
A little accident. I'll be fine.
Molly, Molly, Molly! Where do you think you were going? Clown Town! Molly, you can't just go driving off by yourself. Why not? Why not? Because, that's why. Because you can't, Molly. Because it's a big world out there, Molly, with big trucks and big wheels and big bears and elephants even. Okay, well, maybe not bears and elephants, but big stuff. Molly!
Okay, all right. Everybody's a little upset. Let's all take a big breath and calm ourselves down. Ah, better?
One more.
Sarait?
Sarait.
Good. Now then, let's sit down and have a bit of a diversion.
Oh, what?
A distraction.
A distraction?
Let's just take some time and think about something else, okay?
Okay.
Good. Now then. Oh, yes, of course. Bedhead?
Huh?
Do you maybe have a special something in your official clown courier delivery bag?
What? Huh?
Ooh, right! Special delivery for Lunette the Clown.
Ooh, thank you. Oh, a postcard from my Uncle Chester.
Dear Lunette, the other day there was a huge celebration in the middle of Clown Town. Every clown in Clown Town showed up, and they were all looking at the same thing. It was a sight to see. Absolutely amazing! It was wrapped up like a birthday present, but it was a present for all the clowns. The mayor of Clown Town, Hernando Burlando, asked me to do the honors and cut the ribbon. It was a proud and exciting moment. And there it was, a statue of Loquacio Flapjacket.
Loquacio Flapjacket?
Yep, Loquacio Flapjacket, the founder of Clowntown, the goofy guy who started it all. And now he has a statue in his honor. It was a proud day to be a clown. And from that day forward, a clown put a flower in Flapjacket's buttonhole every single day to say thanks for finding and founding Clowntown, and so he would look pretty.
Look at that, Molly. Clowntown. Oh, Granny, do you think that someday we could go to Clowntown and I could put a flower in Flapjacket's jacket?
Oh, sure. We'll pack a picnic lunch and take some tasty, juicy drinks, too. Not today, though.
No?
I got a problem with my corns. I mean the little bumpy things that are on my feet and wrap up against my shoes.
Well, have you tried putting butter on them?
I tried that once, but it made my slippers too slippery.
Oh, now I get it. I think. Anyway, I'd love to stay and chat, but I have more deliveries to make. See you later, sweet potato.
Oh, after a while with a big fat smile. Oh, Granny, this sure has been one busy day. Whew. Well, you know what? I think it's time for Molly and me to, Molly? 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 Oh, my gosh! She's gone again! Molly? Oh, Molly? Oh.
There. I'm sure she's here somewhere. You look over there, and I'll look over there. I'm sure we'll find her. I'm sure of it. Sure! Well, maybe.
Maybe?
Well...
Hey there, hi there, ho there. Guess who's back? Guess who's come to call?
Major Bedhead?
Nope. Special delivery for Lunette the Clown.
Oh, Major Bedhead, I don't care about a package right now. All I care about is... Molly! What are you doing in there? What were you thinking, young dolly? Oh, do you know you scared me, silly? Don't you ever do that!
I think we could all use a little quiet time now, Instead of getting mad, I think it would be better if you would explain to Molly why you are so upset. Okay?
Okay, Molly. I'm not really mad at you. I'm just upset. You really scared me when I couldn't find you. Don't go, honey, stay. Don't ever run away. Don't go, honey, stay. Don't leave, Molly, please. Don't leave lest someone see. Thank you. Understand? Good. So, Molly, are you ever going to do that again? Good thinking. That's my doll.
Well, my work here is done. Time for this clown courier to get back on the road. And, hey, what's going on? Snickle, Fritz! Oh, no, you don't. Huh? There's a rule with us clown couriers. Huh? No riders. Oh. Out you go.
Well, Molly and I have had enough excitement for one day. We're gonna go back to the couch now.
Okay, sweetie. Everything okay?
Yep. We sorted it all out. Bye!
Bye-bye!
Bye! There you go, Molly. Oh, I know, Molly. You really wanted to go somewhere today, didn't you? Aw. What's up, Molly? Oh, you want to go to doll school? Well, okie dokie. Molly goes to school, you know. Hey, you can come too if you want to. Today at doll school, Molly, that keen dolly, is going to learn her alphabet with a little musical accompaniment by moi, Lunette the Clown. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, right. Ahem. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Zowie, Molly, you did it! Huh, what a doll! Molly, are you up for smart? That's it for today, but we'll come back again another day. Want to? Doll dismissed. Come on, let's get back to the couch. Huh. Hoo-wee, yeah, Molly. You are so smart. You're learning something new every day. And you know what? So am I. Well, I'm learning that my favorite kind of day is with you and me right here on our couch having a story. Do you want me to read you one now? Okay, well, first we need our storybook. Ah, here we go. And our glasses. Voila! Huh. So, Molly, since you wanted to learn more about Clowntown, how about a Clowntown story? Yeah. Oh, lights, please. Thank you. All right. Now our story can begin. Ha! Comfy? Good. Once upon a time, a long time ago, before there even was a clown town, a group of lonely lost clowns were wandering in the wilderness. They were looking for a new place to live, a place that was safe, a place that was happy, a place that was fun, a place they could call home. Leading the way for all the lost clowns was the hero of the day, Loquacio Flapjacket. The fearless leader was an expert at finding his way through the wilderness. Loquacio Flapjacket was a brave clown leader. He never gave up. He never quit. But he did have a problem. His shoes were too small for his big clown feet, and all that walking was starting to hurt. The other clowns were getting tired too, tired and grumpy. No one wanted to listen to Loquacio Flapjacket. They didn't believe he knew the way to their new home. Everybody had their own idea of the best way to go. This way! No, that way! Which way? There was no way they were going anywhere. As for Flapjacket, well, he was just happy to have some time to rest his aching feet. The other clowns couldn't agree on which path to take. They asked Loquacio Flapjacket, "Where do we go now?" And that's when Flapjacket said, "Nowhere." "Nowhere?" "Yup," said Flapjacket. "My feet are sore and I don't want to take another step." The other clowns couldn't believe their ears. "Loquacious Flapjacket, we need to find a home. Are you giving up? Are you quitting?" "Never," said the great Flapjacket. "We don't have to go anywhere because we're already here." We're home. And all the clowns agreed this was the perfect place for them to live. "Come on, let's go!" Yes, they had arrived. This was their new home, and their fearless leader said, "This is the place. This is where we shall live forever. This is where we will build Clown Town." And from that day on, Loquacious Flapjacket was a hero to all the clowns in Clown Town. The end. Wow, Molly. It sure is neat to know how all we clowns got to be where we are today. And it's important to know where all we clowns are all the time, right? Right. Indeed. It's important to let people know where you are. Well, it's important for you to know where you are. It's important to know, hey, who made this big mess? Me? I guess I did, didn't I? Which means I have to clean it up. It's only fair. So, it's time for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Oh no, where's Molly? Molly? Oh, there you are. Very funny, Miss Molly Dolly. But enough joking around, okay? Let's get some rest. Well, thanks for stopping by. You know where to find us. See you soon. Bye. Oh, Molly, I'm sure I'll sleep better knowing you're right here in my arms. And the clown jumped over the moon.